So hello, my name is Grace Matskevich. I am 20 years old, and today is March 22nd, 2022. Yes. It's a mouthful. And we're currently in the Northeast Tulsa Community College campus, and I will be interviewing, give me your name.
Ana Petros.
From Mexico.
Yes.
Okay. So, first question is, what is your full name and age?
I am Ana Cecilia Pedrosa, and I am 31 years old.
Okay. I love that. Yeah. That's exciting. Like, where are you from? Like, what is your hometown in Mexico?
I'm from a city that is called Fresnillo, mm-hmm. in Zacatecas, Mexico.
Is it like a bigger country, city?
The city is not that big, but it's growing.
Mm-hmm. So it's expanding every day?
Yes.
That's exciting. Have you been back recently?
Not really, because the last time I've been there, it was like 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So, yeah. Okay, so it might have been changed since you, like, last gone.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have any family there?
Yes. I have my grandparents for mm-hmm. both sides, my fraternal and maternal grandparents. Mm-hmm. I have three uncles and one aunt.
Oh, that's okay.
Yes,
I love
and
that.
Many cousins.
I bet.
Yeah.
Are you close to them?
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. I grew up with them.
Do you still talk to them frequently, like nowadays?
Not really, but my father still in contact with them. So I heard about them through my father.
Oh, okay, so that's how you like began to know them? Okay, that's so cool. What would you describe like your childhood like?
My childhood? My childhood was like, I was a very happy child. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a small town. I'm not really from the city. Mm-hmm. I'm from the...
like more outskirts?
Yes, okay. It's like a small town where there's no like... how could I say this? It's like...
there's no like downtown or like big buildings?
No, big buildings. There's no like... small houses, a lot of animals there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like you're gonna meet the animals in the zoo. You mm-hmm. grow up with the animals.
Right, you know? There, yeah.
Yes, yes. You always outside. I mean, it's beautiful.
What's the coolest animal that you've seen that you were like, whoa? Like up close?
I don't know. probably wolves.
Okay,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's still cool though. Yeah, it's still something. Did you attend school in Mexico?
Yes, I attend school in Mexico until the ninth grade.
Okay,
so yeah.
So where did you get your high school diploma from?
Right here
in the United States.
Yeah, in the United States.
Oh, so when did you first move to the United States?
I moved to the United States when I was 18 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. How was that?
It was exciting, but it was scary too because, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's a huge culture shock.
Yes, because back there in Mexico, it was like, I had all my friends, my family, and I had to come here and meet new people, new culture, different food. I mean, it was like, I don't know what to expect, you know? Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna find there. But I was excited at the same time because it was something totally different to mm-hmm. me. But it was like two different feelings, mm-hmm. like... the excitement of
something new,
but the
nervousness of like, ooh, what if I don't like it?
Yeah, the nervousness and the sadness because I was leaving my part of my family behind. And
right.
But now I'm here and I've been here for like, I don't know, I don't remember.
So since you're 18. Yeah, so how old are you right now?
Huh?
How old are you right now?
I'm 31 years old.
31, okay.
Yeah, so I've been living here for about 13 years or so. Something like that.
Okay, I love that. Why did you choose to attend TCC?
I chose to attend TCC because I heard that they had a really good program to learn English. So, because I had take several classes in other schools, but I didn't feel like I was growing with my language. So I decided to come here, and it helped me a lot. Mm-hmm. It's been helping me.
Really?
Yeah.
So what year of TCC are you? Are you like first year or second year?
This is my second semester.
Second semester. Okay. Yeah. And how's it been going?
Good. Really
you
good.
You enjoy it?
Yes.
What's your favorite like class you're taking?
I like all the classes and I enjoyed all the classes, but the most difficult class for me is the writing because it's really a challenge.
Me too. I feel you.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like, oh, I don't know what to do, but
right, and I can't even imagine having to do it like writing in like English because you're writing in English, right? For
yes,
all those? Yeah,
yes, and so hard, complicated because when I'm about to start writing, I usually think in my first language, so it's hard to translate everything and write it correctly because it's
like in the correct way too, where
yes,
it doesn't like sound weird where you're
and
like
organize the sentences and so hard, but you know it's the harder class, but I think it's the one I must enjoy.
Mm-hmm. You enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoy it to take it because it's challenging.
Right, and it probably really stretches your brain out.
Yes. And it's so hard, but I think it's the class that I have been learning more. Because it's hard.
Right, so you put more time and effort into it.
And effort, yes.
I love that. Yeah, I'm proud of you. Way to go.
I'm trying.
Hey, you haven't given up, so that's what counts, honestly. Let's see. Did you have any, like, more struggles while, like, your time here so far?
Not really. I think since I came, everything is been, like, flowing, like...
Pretty smoothly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No big issues. When I came here, I came with my whole family, so it wasn't that hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have two brothers and two sisters and my parents.
Okay, so they've all come to America?
Yes.
So when you first came to America, did you like come to Tulsa directly or did
yes.
you come to somewhere else?
No, okay. I came straight here.
How'd you hear about Tulsa?
My dad was living right here.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, and I have an uncle here, so...
Okay, so you had some family,
yes.
kind of. I bet that also helped the transition be a little more smooth.
A little.
Because you knew people, but yeah, it's still hard.
Yeah, it's still hard.
Yeah. Well, did you see them often?
Yes, because when I was there, my uncle traveled very often to Mexico, so...
Okay.
They were visiting, like, almost every year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's so cool that they were able to do that.
Yeah. So.
That's cool. I love that. Okay, let's see. Are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
How long have you been married for?
I've been married for almost 10 years.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's so exciting. I love love.
Yes.
How did y'all meet?
We met in the church. Mm-hmm. We were joining a group. Mm-hmm. And we met there.
Really? What's your religion?
Catholic. Catholic.
Okay. I love that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What is your favorite, like, Mexican food? Like, your original dish?
Original dish?
Yeah, it's... like, something you probably couldn't find in America. Or maybe you could, but it's just not as known.
Yes. You know, right here, you can find Mexican places, but there are no original Mexican food. Mm-hmm. They're, like, they're different. They add...
Americanize it.
Yes, they don't make it like original, like how do you say it? Authentic.
Yes.
And there's one dish that I love and I don't eat it anymore because it's different here. Mm-hmm. They have it here, but it's not the same. It's a dish that is called mole. Mm-hmm. It's chicken, but with a hot sauce on the top. They have it here, but it's not the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
kind of like Americanized version
of
it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I can't live with it. Right. Without it.
Right. Okay. So, do you have any jobs?
No. I stay home mom.
Stay home mom. Okay. So you just stay at home mom and then do school on the side.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. So are you full time student or part time?
Full time.
Full time. Okay. Mhm. That's exciting. Congratulations. Let's see. Do you have any hobbies? Like, you do on your free time if you have free time?
If I have free time, I love to read.
Really?
Yes.
What are you reading right now?
Right now, I'm reading a book that is called Moonshot, or I don't know. It's a book about the first spaceship that they sent to the moon and all that stuff. I'm reading in English, so
that's good.
It's hard, and I'm going slow, but. I'm there.
Really?
Yes.
That probably helps too to learn like more words and stuff.
Yeah, vocabulary, and I'm trying to read it aloud so I can practice my pronunciation. So I'm trying so hard.
Well, I mean, you're doing fantastic so far. So let's see. If you could cook a Mexican dish, what would it be? Besides that, chicken.
I don't know. I'm not really good at cooking.
Hey, that's fair. That's fair. That's okay. Let's see. What is your dream job? Like, what would you like to do after you graduate?
Well, I'm trying to go to regular college classes, and I'm planning to be an accountant.
Are you?
Yes,
okay.
But I was talking with my friend, and we were saying that besides the accounting, if there's another career that we love to do it, and I was telling her that be a nurse is... one of the careers that I really like since I was a child. So I don't know. I'm between those two. They're totally different, but I don't know.
Oh, that's exciting.
I think I'm going with the accounting.
Accounting, yeah. Yes. So you like math?
Yes. Better than writing and reading.
Man. See, I'm the opposite. Yes. Me and math just do not click, bro. It's just like this. It should be this, but it's like this.
Yes, no. I'm not really good at writing, so I prefer numbers. And
math, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Is, like, math different in Mexico?
No, it's the same.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I just never know. Because I know it's different currency.
Yes. No, but it's almost the same.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
I love that. Let's see. Would you say Mexico has a strong law enforcement? Like, they're, like... Or do you think they're more weak and they're like how the police are?
I don't know. Can you repeat that?
So like the like police officers, do you think they're like they have a lot of power and they're strong, or do you think the people kind of override the police and the police aren't that big of a deal?
Oh, no. That's one issue that Mexico has, because the police is not really good there.
It's kind of like a joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
I hate that.
Yeah, it's sad. Mm-hmm. It's sad because Mexico, it's a beautiful country with so many beautiful places. And it's culture and everything is, it's wonderful. But, you know, right now it's a really hard situation with the crime and all that stuff.
Well, oh, I hate that. Hopefully it gets better. Did you like what did you like to do in Mexico? Like, what was your favorite like place to visit, or like did you have like a lot of friends? Would you go hang out with your friends?
Definitely my hometown. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of mountains and
beautiful. Do you go hiking?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, and lakes.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Beautiful. So, like, what part of your hometown is Mexico? Like, a part of, like, what part of Mexico is that?
It's in the middle.
Okay.
It's more to the north, but not as north as, not as close to the United States. It's, like, more in the middle.
Okay.
It's, like, I don't know if, and there's the north states. Okay. And my state is, like, over here.
Okay.
More in the middle.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
That's fun, though. They have, like, lakes and stuff. I didn't even think of that, but. What are your current goals? Do you have any, like, current goals, like, in the next year you want to accomplish?
Well, start taking classes for my future, my future career.
Yeah, it can be little things, too. It doesn't have to be anything, like, huge, major.
Yeah, it's just one step at a time.
Right. Hey, that's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, because my plan right now is finish these classes and start with the regular college classes. But first I have to take the placement test or something.
Okay, for the university or for TCC?
For TCC.
Okay.
Yeah.
I took those. They're not horrible.
They're not horrible. Okay.
No, they're not horrible.
No, I can feel relaxed.
Yeah, no, nothing to stress about. And if you don't do that good on them, they just know where to place you. It's not like they're like, oh, you can't make it, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know where you want to attend university after graduating TCC?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
There's definitely lots of options. Yes. Do you think you want to stay in Tulsa? Or do you think you want to leave?
No, I think I'm staying here because I have my children and I have to take care of them.
Right. So, how old are your children?
My children are 7, 6, and 4.
Oh, wow. So pretty close.
Yeah, they're pretty close and they're so young. So.
Especially the 7 and the 6-year-old. Can't even imagine how that is.
No, they have a lot of energy. It's challenging to have children of those age.
Right.
And attend school and take care of the house. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of job.
Keep up with just like life responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's challenging, but.
I can't imagine, but you're doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
I'm proud of you.
And it feels good.
Yeah, no, I bet. It gives you confidence. What foods do you not like? Are there any foods that you're just like,
What?
Foods. Like, what? Like, is there a food that you don't like? That you just refuse to eat?
Refuse to eat? I don't know, because I love food.
Yeah.
And,
Hey, that's valid. That's okay if you don't.
I don't know. I cannot think right now in one food that I don't really like.
That's okay. Was there a time that you and your family struggled in Mexico?
It was hard when my dad was here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were by ourselves there with my mom, and it was like we were like
it was hard because y'all were separated.
Yes, and sometimes it was like a feeling like we were orphans because
like he's the head of the household. He takes care of everything. You have so much comfort knowing that he's there.
And when he was there, we felt like more secure, and I don't know, the support. I just said it.
Yeah,
those were the times when we were struggling because of his absence.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think that's it.
So would he like send money back to you guys or like, okay?
Yeah, when he was here, he was working all the time, and yes, he sent money, but he wasn't there, so it wasn't very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's valid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was hard, mm-hmm. but now I understand his sacrifices and
why he did it.
And why he did it, because, right, you know, Mexico is hard if you don't have a career or a stable job, because mm-hmm. we are in the countryside, and they work for their own. I mean, their work in their in the field,
like farming.
Yes, farming, and you have to wait until the harvest to have some money. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have money, but you cannot eat. So mm-hmm. that's why he had to come here and work and mm-hmm. all that stuff. But it was hard.
Okay, so how much longer after he came by himself did your, family move here too?
It was a long time.
It was?
Yeah, because he was, always back and forth. He came, mm-hmm. He was here, for about 1 or 2 years, and then went back, and then again here and mm-hmm. back there, and it was,
For a lot of years?
Yes, a lot of years.
Okay. Huh, that's so interesting.
Yes.
How do you think your mom took that? Do you think she felt, lonely? Was she sad?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah. It was so hard for her to take care of 5 children by herself. Yes, we are.
Wow!
By herself, and it was hard.
Wow, I can't even imagine 5 kids. That is a lot to take care of.
Yes, and there is not like here that you have the washer machine and the dryer that you put the clothes and just change it. You mm-hmm. have to wash by hand over there. And
did you wash it in the sink or a well or
you wash outside and just
in a bucket?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of.
And you hang them up on the rack thingy.
The string.
Yeah, string. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. All that.
Wow. Yeah.
Imagine this, a woman with 5 children, and we were very close to,
mm-hmm.
and it was complicated.
Yeah,
because she had to wash, to cook for all of us, and I don't know how she did it, but she did it.
Wow, she's a superhero.
Yes, for us, yes.
Yeah. Really? So do you think, you still had a good childhood, though, even though he was, absent?
Yes. Yes, because even if my dad were not there, mm-hmm. Wasn't there, my mom was for us all the time.
Mm-hmm. So she really filled the, gap, kind of?
Yeah. So
while he was gone?
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I think I was happy.
Okay.
I had a, compared to others, mm-hmm. I had a really good childhood.
Childhood, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Can you also remind me, what part of Mexico, the name of the town, city? What's that called again?
The state is called Zacatecas.
Okay, state, okay.
The state.
And then the city?
The city is Fresnillo.
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 Oh, that's so
Fresnillo,
cool.
Zacatecas, Mexico.
I'm gonna go Google that after. Yeah, I like to see from like a name. You know, like I get the name, but I'm very visual. So, yeah. And before we conclude, I have one more question. Do you have any pets?
No, I don't have pets, but okay. I would love to have a dog.
Dog.
I love dogs. And my children love dogs. So maybe one day.
Did you have any dogs growing up?
No.
Okay. What type of dog would you be interested in getting?
I'm not sure yet, but I love the German Shepherds. Mm-hmm. Those animals are so beautiful.
Right. Yeah. And their fur, so luxurious, yes. Looking.
Yeah, maybe one day, because right now it's so hard, because it's like you have another baby. So.
Right. That's valid.
Yeah, I don't have the time right now to take care of a pet. That's why I don't have one, but maybe one day.
Dogs are a lot to deal with, for sure.
Yes.
But before we end it, would you like to add anything else about your experience in Tulsa? Or it can be from your childhood. Anything?
I could say that even if it was hard, the change, mm-hmm. to move from Mexico to the United States. Mm-hmm. I can say that it was good because I found a lot of good people here, mm-hmm. new friends, and I found my new family here because I found my husband, mm-hmm. and now I have my children, and I'm so happy.
You're so happy.
Yes, aww. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy with my family. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't change that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that.
If somebody asked me to go back and leave my new family here, I won't take it. Because I love my country, and I really like to go back, mm-hmm. but no, I will not change my family,
mm-hmm. right.
or anything else.
I love that. So that's how you know you made the right decision to come here.
Yeah, definitely. It was a good change.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for letting me interview you. I really enjoyed learning more about, like, your past and where you are at now.
Where are you from? I'm from here?
Indiana.
Oh, Indiana? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Indiana. Oh, not born and raised. I was born, and then I lived there for a couple of years, and then I came to Owosso, which is, like, 30 minutes away from here. And then lived there for, like, 10 years, and then came back to Tulsa. Yeah.